Father, I honor you, and I do thank you, thank you, thank you for your presence. I thank you for the sense of intimacy that I feel here in the auditorium in our sanctuary. And Father, I pray that you would cause your word to come forth with clarity, with power. Help us not just to hear your word, but to obey your word. So I thank you right now, Holy Spirit, that you are here. And I honor you. I honor you. This morning, once I got here and settled in, I tried to get here early enough to spend time in prayer and just begin to talk to the Lord, hear from the Lord, what it is he wants to say when we gather. I just happen to believe we're in a season right now where we need a right now word. We need a rhema word. Now, this doesn't mean that we won't teach, and we won't teach in what becomes a series of teachings, but I'm not of the mindset right now to try to necessarily give point A, point B, 1 through 7 of how to do this, how to do that, because as I've said, this year is going to be a year of Holy Spirit audibles, meaning that God's going to speak something, and it's going to be in the moment, and we're going to need to be in a place where we can hear him and obey, excuse me, in the moment. Say in the moment. Come on, say in the moment. Yeah, because what God's going to begin to do is move in a way that doesn't give the enemy opportunity to respond, doesn't give the enemy opportunity to plot, scheme, work against what his plan is. And how many of you know that there are times when you get a prophetic word, there are times when God gives you a vision plan and you write it down. And the scripture says to write it down, that's a good thing, so that those that read it can run with it. And that's a great business principle as well. Write the vision down, write the plan down so that others can see it, can support it, can buy into it, invest in it, help with it, whatever it is. But I want you to recognize that at the same time that the word's coming to you, the same time you're recording it or writing it, that there are oftentimes demonic forces that are hearing that and making note of that as well. So sometimes when you start out and you wonder why it's as challenging as it is, it's because there's already been resistance built up to it or built up to combat against it. And then we wonder why we're having to contend for it. Well, that's part of the dynamic. I believe that the season we are in now is a season where God says, I'm going to speak in the moment. And you move in the moment. Not next week, not next month, but in the moment. Say in the moment. So this morning, as I was reading through some passages of scripture, which I'll share in a moment, this word, I believe, God gave me for the church, for the body. And it's this. This will be a year of new assignments, reassignments. It will mean letting go of some things. It will mean letting go of past mindsets in order to receive what I am doing and will do in this season. It will be a year of new voices, new faces that I have allowed to remain hidden, kept hidden until now. They will not look like those you have grown accustomed to seeing in the past. They will not sound like those you have grown accustomed to hearing in the past. Many of you are a part of the new thing that I am doing. You must not allow doubt or fear to hinder or stop you. You must not allow past failures or missteps to keep you from obeying my voice or stop you from accepting the assignments I am calling you to. You must not allow the opinions of others or comments of others to cause you to question my directives to you in this season. You must not second guess me. Many will not understand, Many will resist my plan. Many will resist you. You must not allow that to stop you. For I will affirm by my grace and confirm by my power that my hand is on you. Place your trust in me. Place your confidence in me. Courageously step into this season and know that I am your protector. I am the one who will affirm you, confirm you, establish you, and settle you in this new assignment. Now, I know that was a lot, so I want to say it again. I did not pass this on to Pastor Deborah so that it would be on the screen because I wanted you to hear it before reading it. And we will make this available for you. Ayers family will send this out to you, but we will also print this out and have copies available for anyone else who would like it. But this is the season of hearing and obeying the voice of God. And so I want to say it again, and I want you to maybe just close your eyes this time if they weren't already closed, and listen to this again. I believe this to be a word from the Lord for the church. This will be a year of new assignments, reassignments. It will mean letting go of some things. It will mean letting go of past mindsets in order to receive what I am doing and will do in this season. It will be a year of new voices, new faces that I have allowed to remain hidden, kept hidden until now. They will not look like those you have grown accustomed to seeing in the past. They will not sound like those you have grown accustomed to hearing in the past. Many of you are a part of the new thing that I am doing. You must not allow doubt or fear to hinder or stop you. You must not allow past failures or missteps to keep you from obeying my voice or stop you from accepting the assignments I am calling you to. You must not allow the opinions of others or comments of others to cause you to question my directives to you in this season. You must not second guess me. Many will not understand. Many will resist my plan. Many will resist you. You must not allow that to stop you. For I will affirm by my grace and confirm by my power that my hand is on you. Place your trust in me. Place your confidence in me. Courageously step into this season and know that I am your protector. I am your provider. I am the one who will affirm you, confirm you, establish you, and settle you in this new assignment. Amen. Father, I receive this word and I thank you that I hear you, that I hear your voice, and I posture myself to obey your voice. I pray, Father, that whatever my part is in this word, that you would give me the grace to fulfill it. And I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. And if you agree with that prayer, you just shout amen as well. And so for the next few moments, particularly connected to or in light of that word, I want to talk from, again, our over the year theme is the year of hearing and obeying his voice. Hearing and obeying his voice. Last week, I talked about a lesson in hearing and obeying the voice of God, and we looked at Genesis 22 concerning Abraham, and more specifically, Abraham offering up his son Isaac. Today, I want to talk to you about Confidence to hear, courage to obey. Confidence to hear, courage to obey. Repeat it after me. Confidence to hear, courage to obey. Come on, one more time. Confidence to hear, courage to obey. I just want to look at three passages of scripture that I believe speak to this thought. And through those, just share a few that I think are dynamics for us to consider in this season, in light of this word that I believe that God has given us, that we are moving into, and we are in a place of new assignments and reassignments. And that there is the need to let go of the past and mindsets in order to receive what he's going to do and what he's doing in this season. One of the first passages of scripture is Jeremiah chapter 1. In Jeremiah chapter 1, it's a familiar passage of scripture that we often refer to when it comes to speaking concerning purpose and destiny, and rightfully so. It's a passage that we look to when we want to focus on that all life is precious, and life in God starts before we even arrive here. In Jeremiah chapter 1, starting in verse 4, I'm just reading this for context. Chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, me being Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you, and I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, because I am a youth." He's saying, I'm a child. "But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And all I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Verse 11. "And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, what do you see?" Jeremiah said, "I see a rod of an almond tree." "Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it." Now, in most of our readings, at least I'll say in many of my readings, I usually stop right there. I mean, that's a good place to stop and just really focus on that. One, that God is watching over his word, that he's hastening to perform his word. As a matter of fact, the scripture says his word will go forth, not return to us void, return to him void, but accomplish that which he pleases and prospers whereunto the thing that he has sent it. That tells me that when God says something, it will come to pass. I said, when God says something, it will come to pass. Now, it may not look like what you thought it was going to look like or what I think it ought to look like, but he says, when my word goes forth, it will not return to me void. It says here, I'm watching over my word to perform it. I want to encourage some of you right now, because word that God has spoken to you, word that God has spoken concerning you, that you may think is dormant, he's watching over that word, and this may be the season for the fulfillment of that word in your life. Okay, Andrea, thank you. Anybody else think that might be a word for me right there? Come on now, come on. I just need y'all. I'm gonna get through this pretty fast. If y'all shout out some amens and thank you, Jesus, and you know, okay, we can get through this. But I need some energy up in here as well. I mean, it's a nice intimate setting, but you know, there's energy even in intimacy. You do understand that, right? So I need y'all to wake up and work with me just a little bit more. It says here, I am watching over my word to perform it. So I'm saying to you that even in light of this prophetic word, that now there's words that are going to come to pass that seems like they've been dormant. And for you and I, our part is our ability, our confidence to hear the word, and then courage to obey the word. Our courage to obey the word. Now, I usually stop there at verse 12, but when we read on, now this is where it kind of shifts in the word. It says, "And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, what do you see? I said, I see a boiling pot facing away from the north." Okay, that's a little different, isn't it? Now, then this is the interpretation, if you will, or this is what God, well, God doesn't interpret anything. So this is the explanation. I love Holy Spirit because he just checks me right on the spot, you know. What do you mean interpretation? I don't interpret anything. When I say it, that's it. I like to say everybody has an opinion except God. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 14. Then the Lord said to me, I'm reading on, it says, out of the north the evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the earth, declares the Lord. It says, and they will come and they will set each one his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. And against all its walls round about, and against all the cities of Judah, I will pronounce my judgments. Now listen to this. I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me and have offered sacrifices to other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. So he comes to Jeremiah, says, you're my guy. I got a word for you. I got a word for you to share. But this isn't one of those warm, fuzzy, great words. Okay? And this is where there needs to be the confidence to hear, but then the courage to obey. Say, courage to obey. Now, for those of you that may be watching, streaming with us here in Ayers, we've taught that courage means the attitude of facing and dealing with anything perceived as dangerous, difficult, painful, or different, instead of withdrawing from it. So let me say that again. Courage, the attitude of facing and dealing with anything perceived as dangerous, difficult, painful, or different, instead of withdrawing from it. That's courage. So now Jeremiah is going to need some courage. It says this. This is God speaking to Jeremiah. Now gird up your loins and arise and speak to them all which I command you. Do not be dismayed before them, or I will dismay you before them. I love the way that reads. Basically, he's saying, don't you get caught up with looking at their faces and they confuse you, because I will confuse you. He's saying, you need to keep your focus. It goes on and says, now behold, I have made you today as a fortified city and as a pillar of iron, it says, and as walls of bronze against the whole land. He's saying, I am strengthening you. I am fortifying you because you're going to need it. You're going to be out there by yourself, or you're going to feel like you're by yourself. And I'm fortifying you, I'm empowering you, and I'm giving you the strength. Now, going back to the prophetic word that I shared with you, that God gave me this morning, he said this, I will affirm by my grace and confirm by my power that my hand is on you. One of the things that we're going to see in this season is the emergence of individuals coming forth, and they're not going to be concerned with, if you will, having the right credentials. Sometimes we feel like we need certain voices to affirm us for others to hear us, but God's going to begin to move sovereignly in such a way that his hand, his grace, and his power will be manifested in such a way that no one will be able to give question or doubt whether it was God or not. And it's not going to be connected to a denomination. It's not going to be connected to an organization. It's going to be God moving through his body. I like that. I'll just clap from right there, Mia. Because this is what it's going to take in this season. Right now, we are having to navigate through this arena of prophets. One of the things, let me finish reading this passage, and then I want to make a couple of points concerning the scenario and the season that Jeremiah was in. Going back, it says, now behold, I have made you today as a fortified city and as a pillar of iron and as walls of bronze against the whole land, to the kings of Judah, to its princes, to its priests, and to the people of the land. They will fight against you. They will fight against you. Remember in the word that I shared again just a moment ago, when God said, many will not understand, many will resist my plan, many will resist you. What he's saying to Jeremiah, they will fight against you, but you, says, but they will not overcome you. For I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. They will not overtake you. For I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. This was a time when God was correcting and judging his people. And what he needed was someone who was courageous enough. Now, courage, the attitude of facing and dealing with anything perceived as dangerous, difficult, painful, or different, instead of withdrawing from it. He needed somebody who wouldn't withdraw. He needed somebody who would not be timid. And what he says to him, I have fortified you. I have strengthened you. I've given you some backbone so that you can step up in the middle of this mess and declare, thus saith the Lord. Now, you got to know, you're not going to get a whole lot of amens when you start talking. You're not going to get a whole lot of pats on the back when you start walking this out. But you got to be okay with that. They're going to fight you. They're going to resist you, but they will not overcome you. They will not overtake you, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Now, that's a good time. I'm going to just clap a little bit more for myself right about now, because I recognize some of the things I'm saying, it's going to be an affront to some of the other things that are being said. And I'm not trying to be a self-proclaimed Jeremiah, but what I am saying is this. There are those that God is raising up in this hour who have been pretty much hidden. They've been in obscure places, but God has worked in them. God has worked through them. God has worked on them. And now they're a vessel ready and fit for the master's use. They've gone through the various times and seasons of being, you know, on various platforms, but God pulled them away, set them on the shelf, and now saying, now is time, now is time, now is time. Jeremiah had to contend with all the other false prophets that were out there that wanted to speak blessings, that wanted to speak that things were okay. But Jeremiah was saying, it's not okay. And I want you to be clear in hearing me that I'm not saying that we are shifting into a message that has, if you will, for many, what would be a negative connotation to it. No, but what we are doing is speaking truth. And how many of you know sometimes it takes courage to speak truth? It takes courage to speak truth. It's going to be in this season that God is going to help many to get confident in their ability to hear. And the reason why that's needed is because, I don't know about you, but walking with God, you do have missteps. Walking with God, you can miss it. You can be walking in faith. And right now, I've been working on this book, this new book with Pastor Deborah, Same Faith, Same God, Living in the Realm of Ridiculous Faith. And one of the things that I talk about in the book are times of missing God. See, sometimes we just want to share the story from the top of the mountain. But when you really want to help people, you need to give them the whole story. You need to be able to tell them when you missed it, when you messed up, when you had to go back and repent, go back, say you're sorry. You had to go through a rough spell because you just thought it was God. Hear me, sometimes it is God, it's just still tough. That's what God is saying to Jeremiah. He's saying, you're my guy, but you need to know. You're not going to get any big offerings off of this. You're not getting checks in the mail with this one. You're going to walk this out, and you're going to walk it out by yourself. But you can be sure of one thing, I got you. You can be assured of one thing, I'm with you. It says he fortified Jeremiah. And so Jeremiah had to be confident, hear me, he had to be confident that what he was hearing, and then he had to be courageous to obey it and to speak it. I just think, sometimes I just think I'm just peculiar. I just think that I am. I was with a brother recently. He said, I just can't figure you out. I've been trying to. I can't read you. I was over in South Africa. Precious man, Moses, Pastor Moses, Apostle Moses, they gone on to be with the Lord. I made a decision. I felt I heard an audible from God. I made a decision. I'm going to go back earlier. I never forget standing in that parking lot. And he said to me, you know what? You're an enigma. I said, hold up. Nick, okay. I just want to make sure your diction is, no. He said, you're an enigma. Now, I'm going to be real honest. I didn't even know what an enigma was. I had to go look it up. Basically, it's just somebody that you can't really pigeonhole. You can't, you know. So in that, you know, you have to get okay with who you are in God. Right. Every now and then you want to turn to that passage where Jesus was baptized, and when he came up out of the water, and the Spirit of the Lord descends as a dove and says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Yeah, I read that for me. I'm his beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. But there are seasons when you're walking it out and it just doesn't happen the way that you intended, or it's very difficult in walking it out. That's when you have to have confidence. One, you got to be confident that you heard from God, and then you need to be confident that you're walking in obedience to God. I'm talking about now confidence to hear, courage to obey. Our being confident to hear comes over time. It comes over time. Going back to what I shared with you earlier, discerning the voice of God, being able to hear his voice, takes time, opportunity, expectation, and experience. Meaning one, you expect to hear from him. You expect to hear his voice. But then it takes time. And sometimes you're right on point and other times you're not. But God has a way of affirming, confirming that it is him. Then there's other times when you're walking it out and it seems like you're really all by yourself. And that's when you gotta know, and you gotta keep your trust in God. That's when you've gotta keep your trust in him. You gotta keep your eyes on him. And you wanna be open to, hear me now, you wanna be open to correction. You wanna be open to adjustment. You wanna be open to rebuke. Because those that God, whom God loves, he chastens them. He's not going to let you and I just run crazy. God would that our younger generation and our children would get that. But there's so many things built into place now that you can't even whoop your kids anymore. They got a phone number they can call as soon as you put your hands on them. It's crazy. Okay, I don't know where that came from, but because we don't have kids in our house, but that was for somebody. That was somebody out there that's watching. Okay. So Jeremiah was all by himself in what he was sharing, and yet he was confident in it, and he was obedient. And God honored that through his life. All the other prophets were speaking words that were saying, everything's okay, everything's good. And Jeremiah's over here, no, no, no. It's going to be in this year that we're going to see the emergence of some different voices, some different faces. And God's going to move through them in a way that's going to affirm and confirm, it's me. They're with me. I'm with them. The second passage I want to look at here is Joshua chapter 1. In Joshua chapter 1, again, it's a familiar passage of scripture, but we're hearing it now from a little different perspective of confidence to hear The confidence to hear, the courage to obey. The confidence to hear, the courage to obey. Joshua, as we know, Joshua was one of the two spies who went into the land 40 years earlier. He went into the land and he came back saying, it's just like what God said. Man, them grapes are so big. The pomegranates. Joshua and Caleb came with the report that the land is exactly what God has told us. But the other 10 didn't focus on just the land. They focused on the giants in the land, and that's what skewed their perspective. So we know that story. They came back, and they said, man, you know what? I don't know about how you felt, but I felt like a grasshopper in their sight. And the scripture says, and so they were in their own sight. See, when you think you're small, you will operate small. When you think you're small, others will see you as being small. That's why you really want to get a revelation of who you are in God and begin to walk out of that place. Don't allow yourself to be defined by your family members, except that they have eyes of faith. They can see in you what God has placed in you, and they encourage you to walk that out. Don't let yourself be defined by your friends, your peers, except that they see the God in you, and they know what you're called to do, and they are affirming that. Don't let anyone do that to you. Don't let anyone do that to you. And so we know how the story goes. They end up in the wilderness for 40 years. At the end of the 40 years, right about the time they're going in, Moses decides to disobey God. And God says, that's it. You're coming with me. And when you read that in the scriptures, what you see is that God, it says that God buried Moses himself. He didn't let anybody else, because he didn't want anybody else making a memorial or coming back, you know, to that site or anything. Moses, you're done. You come with me. And then what we see is in Joshua chapter 1, what we see there is his conversation with Joshua. And the first thing he says is, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, I want to tie that into this place of, this will be a year of new assignments, reassignments. It will mean letting go of some things. It'll be mean letting go of some past mindsets in order to receive what I am doing and will do in this season. Now, I don't believe Joshua was waiting in the wings as his predecessor. I don't believe he was. I think he was just serving. And things went a certain way that he got called in, got called up, and you're the guy now. So I think that there had to be this paradigm shift for Joshua. And that's where the letting go. Moses is gone. He's not coming back. Moses is dead. And he's saying, Joshua, now I need you to step into this place. Verse 3 says, every place of which the sole of your feet treads, it says, I have given it to you just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness, it says, and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, on the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. And then he says this to him, which is similar to what he says to Jeremiah. You'll remember with Jeremiah, he says to Jeremiah, I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. He says to Joshua, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. But then He says this to him to help him understand, this is what it's going to take now for you to walk in this place that I've called you into. He says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. For you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. I believe that it's going to be in this year, in this season, that we're going to see individuals come forth, and they will have made that decision to obey, and with that, a grace to be courageous. A grace to be courageous. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. Let me just throw this in. If you want to begin to hone your skills or your ability to hear God, spend time in His Word. Spend time in His Word. Spend time in His presence. Because out of that, you're going to begin to have a sensitivity as to how He talks. Now, I'm not talking about King James. I'm not talking about some other translation. I'm talking about the spirit of it. I'm talking about the spirit of it. And again, in this season, we are going to begin to have those Holy Spirit audibles, meaning God's going to speak to you spirit to spirit. It's not going to come through a message. It's not going to come necessarily through a prophet says, thus saith the Lord, God gave me a word for you. It's going to be Him speaking to you, spirit to spirit. And what's going to help you know that it's God is that you have a foundation in His Word. So when He's speaking here to Jeremiah, He's saying, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. And then He says this again, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed. Do not tremble or be dismayed. Now you remember, He says the same thing to Jeremiah. He says, now gird up your loins and arise and speak to them all which I command you. Do not be dismayed before them. God recognizes, thank you, Lord. God recognizes that even as He calls us, even as He calls you, without the intentionality, there can be the chance that you get dismayed in the middle of it, particularly if what God is calling you to do is different than what you've done before. Particularly if it's something that others are not quite understanding. But God says to Joshua, I'm going to position you the way that I positioned Moses. He says, they're going to know I'm with you. They're going to know that I'm with you. Just as I was with Moses. There's the confidence to hear, and then there's the courage to obey. The confidence to hear, the courage to obey. Lastly, let me share this. I'm going back to the prophetic word now. This will be a year of new assignments, reassignments. It will mean letting go of some things. It will mean letting go of past mindsets in order to receive what I am doing and will do in this season. It will be a year of new voices, new faces that I have allowed to remain hidden, kept hidden until now. They will not look like those you have grown accustomed to seeing in the past. They will not sound like those you have grown accustomed to hearing in the past. And many of you or a part of the new thing I am doing. You must not allow doubt or fear to hinder or to stop you. Last passage I want to share with you is out of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9. And I love this when the Holy Spirit brought this passage to mind. Because a lot of times when we're reading the scriptures, we focus on what we might think is the main character. So when we read in chapter 9, Pastor Deborah, Acts chapter 9, and Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Okay, you can see it up on the screen. Okay, so everybody read this with me. Here we go. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. Now, just pause right there. So, who's the main character? Chapter 9. Saul. So what I want to submit to you is this. He is a character, but not necessarily the main character. Because there's someone else in this scenario who was just as important, equally important, and maybe even more important than Saul was in that moment. And his name is Ananias. See, I want you to think about this for a moment. Now I'm going back to this word that I believe God's given me, and I believe this is a great passage to point this out, and then we can go get some chicken. This will be a year of new assignments. It'll be a year of reassignments. It will mean letting go of some things. It will mean letting go of the past mindsets in order, the past mindsets, in order to receive what I am doing and will do in this season. It will be a year of new voices, new faces that I have allowed to remain hidden. Kept hidden until now. They will not look like those you have grown accustomed to seeing in the past. They will not sound like those that you've grown accustomed to hearing in the past. Many of you are a part of the new thing that I am doing. You must not allow doubt or fear to hinder or stop you. So when I was reading this, the Holy Spirit just said to me, he said, I needed someone who had the confidence to hear and the courage to obey. Because when we read this passage, we see in it, and we all, many of us as born again believers, been walking with God any amount of time and read your Bible, then you know how this story goes when Saul is on the road to Damascus and he has an encounter with Jesus. He has that encounter with Jesus that causes him to be blind. And one of the things that I want you to grab a hold of is this particular, what I believe to be a kingdom dynamic, and that is often God is moving in one situation, one scenario, in one place, while at the same time setting up something on the other side of town, on the other side of a state, on the other side of a nation, on the other side of the world, and they're connected. So right about now, Jesus is dealing with Saul, and I want you to see this, verse 10. As a matter of fact, let me make sure I don't want to read any further. So the scripture says that he's 3 days in the dark, Saul. Verse 10, it says, now there was a certain disciple, I like it says certain disciple because it means he was called on specifically. Specifically, he was called on, not just one translation says there was a disciple. This translation, certain. I just want to key on that word right now. Because see, God knows who can handle what. He knows who he can tell, do this, and they're the ones that'll do it versus someone else who won't do it at all. I like that. There was a certain disciple at Damascus. Now, you have to know there was a lot of disciples. It says he named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, get up and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. Now, you know that's ridiculous faith right there. Okay, that's ridiculous faith right there. He's saying, you're going to get up and you're going to go to a street called Straight and you're going to inquire at the house of Judas for a man named from Tarsus named Saul. That's faith. That's faith. Obedience. For he is praying, and he has seen a vision of a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. He's praying, has a vision of a man named Ananias. Now, the scriptures don't go into what that looked like, but somewhere in the dream, he gets a name. Pastor Nina, you know what that's like. In the dream, you get a name. He gets the name. The Lord is speaking to Ananias and says, I want you to go and lay your hands on him. Now, I want you to see this. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. What Ananias in today's times, it's like Ananias would have said, hey, I've been watching the news. I Googled this guy. And it don't look good. They talking about him on this network. They're talking about him on this network. They're talking about him on this network. The narrative that's been created is not a good one. And this is the guy you want me to go lay hands on? Now, I'm talking about confidence to hear, courage to obey. He's saying, God, are you sure you got the right guy? And he ain't talking about himself. He's talking about Saul. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer, how much he must endure for my name's sake. So Ananias departed. Say obedience. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him, said, Brother Saul. I love that because it speaks of his mindset changed immediately. He didn't just say Saul. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, I love that, immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight, and he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. What we're about to see, what we're invited to be a part of, is going to be through a body of believers that God is now calling to the forefront. only time you hear of Ananias is right there. He didn't start a ministry. He didn't go get some cards made. Only time you hear of him right there. As a matter of fact, when we think of Ananias, we don't even think about this Ananias. We think about Ananias and, yeah, there you go, Sapphira. Yeah, we don't think about this. But what I want to submit to all of us as we end out, joyful expectation of good. There's a lot of Ananiases out there. And you may be one. It's your season. It's your time. As I close out, I want to read this word one more time. This will be a year of new assignments, reassignments. It will mean letting go of some things. It will mean letting go of past mindsets in order to receive what I am doing and will do in this season. It will be a year of new voices, new faces that I have allowed to remain hidden, kept hidden until now. They will not look like those you have grown accustomed to seeing in the past. They will not sound like those you have grown accustomed to hearing in the past. Many of you are a part of the new thing that I am doing. You must not allow doubt or fear to hinder or stop you. You must not allow past failures or missteps to keep you from obeying my voice or stop you from accepting the assignments I am calling you to. You must not allow the opinion of others or comment of others to cause you to question my directives to you in this season. You must not second guess me. Many will not understand. Many will resist my plan. Many will resist you. You must not allow that to stop you. For I will affirm by my grace and confirm by my power that my hand is on you. Place your trust in me. Place your confidence in me. Courageously step into this season and know that I am your protector. I am your provider. I am the one who will affirm you, confirm you, establish you, and settle you in this new assignment, says the Lord. Hallelujah.